This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Whitefish are returning to Wisconsin rivers. Over a century ago, the whitefish left Wisconsin's inland tributaries and has since primarily been fished in Lake Michigan. Now, they're returning, and it's created a bit of a puzzle for scientists. Whitefish are enjoyed in restaurants around Wisconsin, exported nationally, too. Here to discuss the comeback is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's environmental reporter, Lee Bergquist. Lee, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Glad to be on.
When did the whitefish start coming back to these rivers? And which rivers, I should ask first, are we talking about?
Well, there's four rivers that are where scientists and where biologists with the Department of Natural Resources and are seeing them. It's the Menominee River, the Oconto, Peshtigo, and the Fox. All of those are in northeastern Wisconsin, on the Green Bay. All of them are tributaries to the Green Bay. It really began on the Menominee River way back in 1993, but it was just a few fish, just a very few whitefish. And it really, until this year, there had been no other credible signs where there were spawning fish in any other river. And then this year, starting this fall, biologists began doing some more investigative work on other rivers because they had heard kind of anecdotally that there might be some whitefish on these other fish. And lo and behold, they came across them in all four of these rivers.
Now, they used to be common, right? But they disappeared over something like 140 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. They were on the Menominee, for example. They were from all the data that or all the old information that the DNR was able to glean. They were essentially gone by 1890. And since then, they were just gone. And then we've started to see this return of them. And I think what I heard was that, at that time, when you're on that river at Marinette, there was a huge timber industry, sawmills, a lot of activity on that river, and the river was silted in. There wasn't the habitat that you see today.
And I see that at least the Menominee River itself has been part of a big rehab project from the DNR and then the cities of Marinette and Menominee, Michigan. How much progress have they made cleaning out those pollutants you were just talking about?
Well, I think they've made, if you probably would ask an ardent environmentalist that lives in the area, they would say it's not fast enough. It should have been done a long time ago. But there has been efforts to at some cleanup work on that river, and I think the proof is that you have whitefish returning to that river. If there wasn't much cleanup work on the Marinette, or on the Menominee, mm-hmm. that you wouldn't have this situation. Now, when you speak about cleanup work, really where a lot of the effort is on the Fox River in Green Bay, where you have the largest PCB cleanup project in the country. That's polychlorinated biphenyls, and they've cleaned up. They've spent well over $100 million on that project so far, and they still have several years of work to before they'll be done.
So when whitefish start moving back into a river, maybe it's too soon to answer this, I don't know, but are they just coming up to spawn and then heading back out to Lake Michigan, or are we seeing resident populations of whitefish staying in the river forever?
No, I think that is my understanding. It's primarily for spawning. They're generally lake residents, but until this phenomena happened, they were just spawning in on reefs in Green Bay or out in Lake Michigan in certain areas, and they were spawning there. Now they're moving into these lakes, or pardon me, into these rivers, and they are going to spend, let's say, maybe a month in those rivers. And then they will, they will spawn, they'll do their business, and then they'll return back out to the lake. I think what's notable about that is that as the environment changes, as the ecosystems change, as things change, if you have that many more places where they're going to be spawning, and they're spawning in their original area in rivers where they were believed to have spawned, decades and decades ago, that's going to make for a stronger species in the long run.
How far upstream are we finding these guys so far?
So far, just a few miles. And in fact, on the Menominee, it's really only about a mile because there's a dam at that river. If that dam wasn't there, then they'd probably be farther up. And from what I understand, on the Econo and the Peshtigo, it's just, like a mile or so. With the Fox, it's probably farther up. It's probably several miles up the river at the Fox at the city of Green Bay.
You mentioned the Menominee River having pollutants. I assume the Fox River as well. There's still a thought that there's still work to go on all the rivers we're talking about as far as pollution. Is that right?
Oh, sure, sure. We've as a society, we treated rivers as open sewers for many, many years, and we really, did a lot of damage to them. And beginning in 1970 with the Clean Water Act, where regulations went into place, things slowly began to turn around. The big area, of course, was these restrictions that were placed on wastewater treatment plants so that you couldn't just dump, effluent right directly into the river. They have to be treated first. And, what's happening more so now is the non-point pollution parts of things, some of the material that's washing off from our streets and from farm fields, and there's some attempts to try to restrict what flows into the river, and that's all going to be helping these rivers as well in the future.
With the whitefish, one of the sub-puzzles of the big puzzle is that there are invasive species that researchers thought would make it hard for whitefish to come back. They seem to be doing okay around them. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. My colleague Dan Egan, who spends a lot of his time covering the Great Lakes issues, has written a lot about this as well. But these fish whitefish used to eat something called diaparaya, and it's a tiny shrimp-like creature that zebra mussels and quagga mussels, which are invasive species, basically wiped out a lot of these things. So that affected whitefish populations, but somehow, and nobody really has a good answer for this yet, but somehow these whitefish began to change their appetites. They're now finding that they eat alewives, gobies, some of these same mussels, these invaders, they're eating those. And so that allowed the populations to increase again. And as those populations increased, they became very, beginning in about 2006, 2007, they became very popular for ice fishing on the Green Bay side, and populations rose. And that may be one explanation, this rising population, why these fish are moving from up into these tributaries.
The researchers you talked to, they've seen them in these four rivers. Are they saying, hey, maybe we should be going up and down the lake trying to find these guys in other rivers?
Yeah, I think that's the end game, is they want to look in other rivers to try to find them. And they do surveys from time to time, and they have done surveys in the past. They're looking for whitefish you know, on the Michigan, on the Lake Michigan side, you know, from Green Bay down to Milwaukee, but they haven't, they've seen no evidence of that whatsoever, and it's kind of a riddle as to why it is just in that area at this point. Probably just because there's, you know, a lot of whitefish in the Green Bay area, and well, I don't think anybody has knows. That's where the, I think that's where the old, where more research needs to be done.
Well, we'll give you more stories to cover and us more things to talk about as they try to track that. Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Lee Bergquist. He's environmental reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.